Interesting that we prayed for to be freed from the slavery of corruption in the opening prayer. Slavery. Because in fact, the saint we celebrate today, Callistus I, was a slave. He was at one point, actually, I think he had fled. He was disobedient to his slave, to his owner, was arrested, was nearly treated to a horrendous punishment, but was released, and then arrested again. And finally, after the second release, was made a deacon of the church by Pope Severinus, and then succeeded the Pope as Pope himself. We have one that comes from slavery, who then goes on to become Pope, but was still persecuted very much as Pope, though he sought very much to live truly according to the will of God, unwilling to Christ, to bring the gospel to the people. He was persecuted largely by one who thought he should have been the Pope. His name was Hippolytus, and he styled himself an anti-Pope and slandered horrendously Callistus. And it is said that he died, that Callistus was killed in an uprising after only 5 years of papacy, in the year 222. And so Callistus is a martyr. And even further interesting, the slavery of corruption. And what is that really? I think that's the point that our Lord is making here in the gospel passage we just heard. Well, of course, that slavery is sin, and how easily we fall into it. We are not careful to take care of what is within us, that is our souls. We are not careful to follow God's will in everything. Here, our Lord rebukes the Pharisees who are so stickler for every little external detail. And our Lord is saying, well, what about what's within? It's because externally they were seeking to do every little detail, and they demanded that of everyone else as well. You had to carry out every little detail. But what about within? What was within? Was there any faith there within? Was there any love for God there within? No. It was mere hypocrisy, sorry. And what's important is what's within. That's what our Lord is pointing out here. Do we have that peace within ourselves? Do we have that love for God within ourselves? Or are we seeking to satisfy ourselves only? What makes us feel good? You see, what our Lord is asking is for what's within us, in everything, to follow Him. That's going to require much prayer, much sacrifice. We have to give up of ourselves. We have to be willing to give up. Are we willing to? For the love of God. In imitation of Him who loves us so much, He did give Himself to us. Gave up His only begotten Son, who gave Himself completely to us and does so still in the Eucharist. You see? Are we willing to give up of ourselves for the love of Him? Praise be Jesus and Mary.